seventh straight year that Villanova will be in the NCAA tournament. Again, citing this New York Times website, in the 8-9 matchup, remember, Villanova is the ninth seed, yet in that New York Times website, they have you winning 60%. And then going on in the second round, 9.7% against Ohio State. So the odds drop significantly in round number three. But talk about your matchup, obviously, with George Mason. We're going to get Brew to talk about George Mason as well and get your sense on this year's NCAA tournament. Jay Wright.
Thank you. And good morning, everyone. And I probably say this every year, and I know we've been here for a while, but there's only in Philadelphia can you do something like this. You know, playing in the Big East, everywhere we go, whether we play in Chicago or New York or Florida, you know, people ask, you know, how do you guys do this? Coaches versus cancer, you're all together, you do a breakfast. There's no other city where the coaches that play against each other all year are sitting together for breakfast. And I think it really speaks to this audience right here. When you look out here, it's just basketball people, man. Philly is a great basketball town, and we come together for this great cause. You know, we all know what a great cause it is, and Phil and Fran and Judy and Ree, they really run us. They're the ones that do this. But the people that come together are basketball people. You know, everybody here, we have today our 71 team, all the guys, not all of them, but most of the guys from our 71 team is here. Our 61 team, those guys are all here, and a lot of other former players. And I know they support the American Cancer Society, but really what they love is being on the palestra floor, being with these coaches, and being with Philly basketball people. And it's something really special we have, and we should really cherish it. We also have a guy here. Every school has a guy like this. We have a guy here who's also fighting cancer. Not a Villanova alum. He never went to college. He's one of the greatest guys in the world. Bobby Dominic, he was the owner of Wayne Beverage. That's very important on the main line. And he's fighting cancer, and he's here today. And I'd like to recognize Bobby Dominic, one of the great guys of all time. There he is. He's the only 4'11" Italian that speaks Chinese. He is a true legend at Villanova. You know, this Coaches versus Cancer is a year-long journey, and our biggest event is our basketball, which we've talked about. But I want to encourage everybody. These events are great, but it is the greatest event of the year. It's so much fun, and this year we're going to have Frankie Valli on June 10th. It's at the Bellevue Park Hyatt. So please think about joining us for that night. It is an amazing night. Great food. There's a DJ after party. I mean, it's really a party. It's not a formal, boring event. It is a great party, and we'd love to have you out there. And the reason we've been able to do this over the years, this started years ago. Phil and Fran put this together. Blue Cross and Blue Cross really started this by being our first corporate sponsor. Now you see all these outstanding corporate sponsors. But Blue Cross started this, and we want to thank them, Dan Hilferty and Chris Cashman, who's always been a part of it. We want to thank you guys for getting this started and always sticking with us. And all of our corporate sponsors have joined you all as leaders, and we really appreciate it. All right, now my picks. First, in our bracket, I think the winner of George Mason Villanova goes to the Final Four. What else can I say? I mean, that's simple. I think Texas is a team that I've watched during the year that I think is special. I mean, they played Kansas a couple times, and if they had to run into them again, I think they know how to play them. I just think they've got a special chemistry. I think they could win it all. An interesting game in that bracket is Bucknell, Connecticut. I know for a fact that Jim Calhoun, he has said to me at times when we used to have banquets at the Big East tournament, he would always grab me when I was first in the Big East, and he would say, my man, nobody cares who wins this tournament. They only care who wins the NCAA tournament. And I know he really thinks that way. As excited as they were to play five games and win five, I know he's really concerned about them being worn out going into the NCAA tournament. And they're playing a Bucknell team that could, they can give anybody trouble. That's going to be a really interesting first-round game. I'm the only team. I'm picking a first-round upset. BU, led by Pat Chambers and all the Chambers family. I guarantee Kansas BU will be a sellout. Half of Delaware County will be there, and Pat Chambers is going to pull the upset and beat Kansas, which will give Louisville a chance to sneak in. And another team that's going to be dangerous in that bracket is Georgetown, because they're going to get Chris Wright, their point guard, back. They have two senior guards and a junior guard that I think could be three of the best guards in the country. So keep an eye on Georgetown. Harry's point about Notre Dame is actually interesting also. That bracket there, Kansas, Louisville, Georgetown, that's ridiculous. Notre Dame is one of the best defensive teams in the country, and they don't get any credit for it this year. They've always been able to score. So I think they could make a run. Pitt is the team that I think has the easiest bracket, and they're playing great. So I have them in the Final Four. But also Utah State, we've all said it, so that's an outstanding team that people just don't know about. So that's my Final Four. Winner of George Mason, Villanova, and Louisville or Georgetown, Pitt, and Texas. And thank you all for allowing us to do this every year. Please come out to the basketball. I guarantee you, as good as Frankie Valli will be, you will have a great time. It's a super night. Thank you, everybody. Good luck. Dump.
Jay. 11 teams from the Big East. Just your take on that many teams from one conference. It's ridiculous to think that many get into the tournament.
You know what? It's everything's relevant. You know, our good friend Howard Eskin informed me this morning that he was on the air last night, and he was ripping us that we shouldn't be in the tournament. And I don't watch him on TV, so I'm glad he told me this morning. And
I didn't want you to hear it from anybody else.
So, but you know, I understand that point. And in a normal year, no team has lost five in a row and been in the tournament. In a normal year, we probably wouldn't be in the tournament. But it's just a year where the ACC is down a little bit, the Big Ten's down a little bit, the Pac-10's down. And they added four teams to the tournament, three teams. So it just turned out that way, and it's just so happened to be the year that the Big East had the most experienced teams. Big East probably didn't have as powerful a single team as they normally do, but they just had a lot of experienced teams. It turns out Marquette was the 11th team from the Big East, and I thought it would be us, but if you just look at the resumes of the team and how they played out of conference and what their RPIs are, it just works out this year. It probably won't happen that way again. You got to remember, in the tournament, it's not comparable to previous years. It's comparable to everyone's season this year. And that's just the way we got lucky. I'm not arguing.
Let me bring Joe Giuliano in here, because Joe just brought up a point to me. Go ahead, Joe.
I just was saying that Big East made 11 bids in the field out of 16. Big Ten made 7 out of 11. So the percentages are pretty similar.
That's a great point. That's the other thing that the coaches look at. It's the percentage of teams that get in from your tournament, from your league. And what's interesting is if you look at the ACC got four, the Colonial got three, and two of the teams at Colonial had 20-win seasons, Drexel and Hofstra, who have beaten those other teams. The Colonial this year arguably could have been as good a conference as the ACC this year.
Let me bring Bruiser Friend in, because Brew, I had you on the air last night when we had Jay on, and I put you on the spot and said, all right, how does Villanova beat George Mason? You played George Mason this year. You knew all about him better than anybody in this room. So give us your scouting report on George Mason.
Well, you know, I talked about last night. Well, they played him last year, and they beat him at the buzzer. So it's a team. Their guards are really good. Cam Long is probably an NBA prospect. I think Jay knows that. Talked a little bit this morning. I think the game's going to be won around the basket. They're not real deep when it comes to their big guys. They get in a little foul trouble. They get really small. But I want to let the Villanova fans don't think this is going to be a pushover. Jay's going to be in the battle. This team is really good. They've won 17 of 18. So it was funny because after we lost to VCU in our conference playoff, we're leaving the next morning, and Mason is getting ready to play VCU at noon. So the Mason guys come to me and say, don't take this the wrong way, but we wanted to play you guys today. And I was like, why? He says, we've never beaten VCU in the playoffs. And VCU beat them. But those teams that are going to be in the tournament from the CAA are legit. Old Dominion won a game last year. They beat Notre Dame. So these teams that's going in are legit teams. And George Mason is really good. Their guards are really, really good. And like I said, I think that one weakness is around the basket a little bit. And I told Jay to shoot a gazillion three-point shots. So it's going to be a tough game for him. I think Jay and him could beat him, but it's going to be a tough game.
Well, in November of 2009, they played in Puerto Rico. It was a freshman, Isaiah Armwood, made a three that Jay, certainly you planned that, right? A bank three to beat George Mason in that Puerto Rico tournament. We have a couple minutes. Is there anybody out here that has a question for one of the coaches? Now's your opportunity. Anybody with a question for the coach? Anybody? Any questions? Well, we want to thank Harry Donahue, Mike Kern, also Howard Esk and Joe Giuliano, and also to the coaches, John Giannini, Bruiser Flint, Jerome Allen, Jay Wright, Phil Martelli, Fran Dunphy. We also want to thank you and our sponsors, please. Our sponsors, one more time, AT&T, Comcast Sportsnet, Acme Markets, GlaxoSmithKline, Licey Wealth Management, IBEW Local 98, KYW News Radio 1060, Sports Radio 610 WYP. We thank you all for being here this morning. Look at that, 9:35. Enjoy your day, enjoy the NCAA tournament, and thank you for your support of Coaches vs. Cancer. Have a great day.